Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
something happens when you pray. I said something happens when you shout unto God, when you bless the Lord at all times, when you sing a new song unto the Lord, when you make a joyful noise, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of your circumstance, if you will lift up your hands and open up your mouth and say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it has to go. Yes, it does. Somebody give God a shout. Give a shout of praise. Till the walls fall, till every chain breaks. Strongholds are coming down. Sickness is coming down. Disease is coming down. Divorce is coming down. Every strategy of the enemy to defeat you is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Shout it down. Shout it down. That's it down. That's it down. That's it down. Praise it down. Come on. Praise it down. You gotta praise it down. Praise it down. Praise it down. Come on, praise it down. Praise it down. We're here to sing about Jesus tonight and all that he is. The name that's above every other name is Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Emmanuel, El Shaddai, El Elohim, and
Come on, thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha! Thank you guys for coming tonight. You can be seated. You know, something happens, I'm telling you, I say it all the time, but something does happen. It's transferring. When we lift up the name of Jesus, there's an exchange that happens. You don't just keep your heaviness. You don't just keep your sorrow and your pain.
Praise God, praise
your
God.
Your worry and your doubt.
Thank you.
None of that can stay in God's presence.
Amen.
It doesn't belong there.
Amen. Amen.
It can't go there.
And amen.
There's
praise
no
God.
Room for it there because the Bible
praise
says
God. Hallelujah.
That His glory fills the temple.
We don't want any hold anything in our hearts to keep us from entering in to where God wants us to be. Good evening, saints. I love you. Praise God. Whatever problem that we may encounter, whatever problem that we have, we give it to Jesus tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 This is God's Favorites Ministry coming to you tonight. In love, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bully. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful decree that God has given us. A promise that He has given us. Praise God. Come to Him. He's just asking us to, commanding us to. Come. Come and I remember the scripture when it said, come and see a man that has told me everything that I've ever done. Come. That's all Jesus asked of us, to come. Praise God. Come unto Him. Praise God. He got it all. He holds everything. There's nothing that He don't know. Praise God. Until you try Jesus for every situation in your life, nothing will change because He is the answer. He is the answer to every one of our problems. Praise God. God is awesome. God is good. He's good all the time in every way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. And after I pray, I hope that we can get through again. I'll ask Minister Gigi to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great and wonderful God you are to us. And Lord, we come in no other name but the name of Jesus. Lord God, asking you to forgive us of all our sins, what you have died and paid for already, God. But God, we acknowledge you as our God and our Lord and our Savior. Lord, there's none, no God, there's none like you. We worship you, God. We worship you. We sing praises to you. We dance before you. We lay before prostrate before you, God. Because we realize, God, you are the answer to every one of our needs, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Thank you, Lord, for not, oh, God, turning your back on us, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Father. There are so many that is hurting tonight, God, and we bring them before you, Lord. Someone have lost a loved one, Father, and Lord, they are mourning tonight. You said, blessed are those that mourn, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will wipe away every tear, God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, comfort them. And bring peace to their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some mother has a son or daughter out there on drugs or behind prison walls, comfort their heart, God. Give them the peace, God, to endure trials and tribulations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them, God, in every facet of their lives, oh God. Maybe some of them have lost their children to the gun, God. Oh, God, comfort, God. Oh, God, speak to their hearts, oh, God, and build them up, oh, God, that they'll be able to stand in their most holy faith, God, through the trials and the tribulation that they may go through. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, you said these things are testing and trials, God. Oh, but they only last for a moment, God, because you heal. So, God, we are, oh, God, oh, God, standing, oh, God, and believing upon the healer that heals all our diseases. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, oh, God, that we can trust in you, God. Thank you, Father, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, for the mighty God that we serve. Oh, praise your name, God. Someone may be sick tonight, God. Oh, Father God, and need a healing, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know you as a healer, oh, God, because you have done it over and over again, God. Heal, oh, God, every facet of disease, oh, God. Oh, God, everywhere they hurt, oh, God. Lord God, because we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do, God. Lord, you just told us to repent, oh, God. We repent, oh, God, of anything that will, oh, God, stop or hinder the healing of our body. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we call upon you, Jesus. Oh, God, because you are the great I am. You are the mighty God. You are the awesome God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. In that name, Lord, there is power. In that name, Lord, there is strength. In that name, Lord, there is healing, God. Oh, God, healing for the nations, oh, God, you say, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, we can lean and depend, God, when we are at our lowest end, God. Lord God, you will pick us up and cause us to stand, oh, God, firm on that solid foundation, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Father, for the angels, oh, God, that are encamped all about us, God, keeping us, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for the angels that are bowing, oh, God, in heaven, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for every song that we sing, oh God. Oh God, it's making melody in our hearts and causing us to be healed. And God is pleased in your ear, God. Thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for all of those, oh God, Father God, that are out in the cold, that's sleeping on the bridges, God. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will find shelter, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh, Father God, for every pastor, oh, God, every church that have had services today, God. Lord God, that somebody heard the word, oh, God. Deaf ears, oh, God, came unstopped, oh, God. Oh, God, Father God. God, their mind comprehended, God, the word of God that went forth, oh, God, from your servants, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Continue to do your perfect work, God, in your people, oh, God. Continue to open up, oh, God, the hearts. Oh, God, of your people, give them a heart after you, to run after you, solely after you. Oh, God, wholeheartedly after you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are so thankful, God. We are so grateful, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we can depend on you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, praise. Praise your name. Praise your name, God. Oh, God, because I know in that name lies everything, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, we look toward the heaven from whence cometh our help, because all our help cometh from you, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift up our hands, God. We praise you, God. Oh, God, because they are weapons of war. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you that you fearfully and wonderfully made us with everything that we need, anything that we may come in contact with, God. God, you done it, creating us a clean heart, oh God, Father God, that we may serve you, oh God, wholeheartedly with all our strength, our mind, our soul, God. Oh Father, in the name, we want to dwell, oh God, where you dwell, in that soulless realm, God. Oh Father God, keeping us as we go along our way, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rest, oh, God. Oh, God, rest upon us that we may rest in you, God. We may find the peace and solace, God, God, that you give, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. You are our God. You are our God. Oh, God, I can say it with fervor. You are our God. You the one, oh God, made us, God. You, oh God, is the one created us in your own image, God. And Lord, we do thank you. We do praise you. You said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Oh, praise God. We thank you for your will toward us, God. And oh God, as we yield ourselves to you, God, in every way, God. Oh, God, thank you and bless your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father God, we bless your holy name tonight. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We praise you. Yes, we acknowledge your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are before your throne. Hallelujah. We're here to worship you. We're here to elevate you. We're here to love you and to appreciate you. Father, you are great. You are holy. You are awesome. An awesome God. Yes, there's no other God like you. Here we are before your throne of glory. We ask that you look down. Hey! Look. And see us too. Oh, yes, Father. Hey, we're crying to you. Oh, Lord, we're knocking and knocking and knocking. Father, you know everything about us. Oh, Father, here we are. We ask that Holy Spirit to come and cleanse our sins, cleanse our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We sin against you. We sin against you, oh Lord. And you forgive our sins. Oh, hallelujah. You purify our hearts. Oh, make us whole. And you, oh Lord, and tonight here we are crying for forgiveness, crying for you, oh Lord, because in you there is holiness. Oh Father, make us holy as you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, hallelujah, for America. We pray for the government in place. We pray, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done, O Lord, because you, God, you are sovereign, and you are sovereign. There is no other God like you. You in control. You have all the whole world upon your shoulder, Jesus. And we know you can fix everything. Yes, you can. You can put everything in place and shape everything for your glory. And Father, hear America into your hand. We pray for salvation. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus that America shall live. America shall triumph. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for all the other countries around the world. It's a Father, the one that are persecuted for your name's sake. Oh Lord, Father God, we ask that you send assistance the way you give them the strength and ability to ever give up. Ha! Oh, in you, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We pray for the nation of Haiti. Oh, Lord, you know, you see. You're the only solution for this problem. Hallelujah. And the nation of Haiti is in your hand. They are in your hand. Yes, they are in your hand. The nation of Haiti is in your hand. The people are in your hand. Right now I pray, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Say a word. Say a word and send a word upon this nation. Hey, hallelujah. And we pray for the nation of Africa, Asia, all over the world, all over. We send our prayers to touch the hearts of people so that they can run to you. They can run to you and accept you and come and live. And together, all of us together in your kingdom, right now, O Lord, we call for them to come and join us. Lord, you only can do it by your power. Father, we pray that you call them each by name. Hallelujah. And they will come and receive salvation. They will have their heart change just for you. In the name of Jesus, just to serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for everyone that are listening right now, that everyone that is listening right now over this prayer, a radio. And we ask, oh Lord, that you touch them. Some of them need healing. Some of them need the finances. Some of them need relationships, and some of them, and you know all their desires. And right now, Lord, we pray that you answer their heart desires in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you touch them, hallelujah, and you bless them, oh Lord. You bless them. And give them the will to follow you, the will to love you, to worship you, to appreciate you, because you are the only one. There is no one like you. You are supreme and you reign supreme. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Minister Vivian. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless her, Lord. Let the blessing fall upon her. Upon her. Oh, Lord. And you touch her from head to toes in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring healing. Bring healing to your servants right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we pray to you right now, oh Lord, that you hear our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus, that also you bless her son. Oh, Jesus, her daughter, bless them mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, draw them to you, and closer to you, O Lord, as the mother cries to you, prays for them. Father, let your will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for all our families and each and every one of us in this prayer line and this radio, Black Radio, and we pray for each and every one of us, that our families be blessed in the name of Jesus. They will receive salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They will be protected. They will be protected wherever they go. Yes, yes, wherever they go. Wherever they are, hallelujah, hide all of us behind your cross, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We give you glory. We exalt you tonight, oh Lord, and we thank you for everything. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for everything, everything, everything. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Gigi. Praise God. We just bless you in the name of Jesus. Our topic tonight is... This is First Sunday, and this is Praise Sunday. Praise God. We want to give God the praise, God. And tonight, our topic is going to be dancing to overcome tribulation and persecution. Don't you know in this life, yes, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulation, persecution, in different type ways. So we want to look at it tonight, and I've been dealing on this subject now mostly this whole year dancing before the Lord, praise God. So there are sometimes you just need to get in your prayer closet, or you need to dance in your home or else in your church, praise God. Nobody don't even have to know what you're dancing for, but you dance before the Lord. So we're going to look at persecution from your employees and co-workers, praise God, in more and more workplaces and in life in general. Persecution against anything considered Christians has raised its ugly head. Yes, when you say you're a Christian, the devil going to come against you. I am aware personally of it, in which Christians have been fired because they would not participate in ungodly activities at work. They will find a way to get rid of you, like Daniel and the Hebrews in Babylon can make us enemies of those who live and work around. Tension erupting from such odd mergers create animosity and fractured conditions. But we should and we can live in such a way that our enemies will make peace with us. We are supposed to be strong in the power of his might and make peace with our enemies. Pray for them. Show love to them. Praise God. We cannot do it without God's help. We have to be prayed up when we are going in such condition in workplaces or wherever we are. We should be prayed up. That's why God say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. In Proverbs 16 and 7, it says, it can only work. How it can only work. Let's read this verse in Proverbs. When a man waits, please the Lord, he make even his enemies at peace with him. So you can't tell me that you can't make peace on your job or in the workplace or wherever you may be. If your ways are pleasing to the Lord, you can make peace with your enemies because you have peace in your heart. You have the love of Christ ruling and abounding in your heart. Praise God. The person who strives to please God with all his heart, soul, and mind will somehow miraculously find favor with those who know how God, who would hate him. Let's look at how this happens. Well, I don't know how God changes the heart of men, but I do know there are a few things that pleases him. One is we have to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, the word says. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Remember how in 1 Samuel 15, Saul ignored God's instructions to slay all the spoils of the battle against Amalek. He was to keep nothing for himself or his armies. But Saul exempted King Agag and the best of the spoils. He knew by sparing Agag, if the roles were ever reversed, Agag would spare him. The riches, well, it was just too much for Saul to think of destroying everything. It was too valuable. You know, sometimes you want to hold on to things because it's too valuable. But there are some things you just got to get rid of in order to get rid of the enemy. Praise God. But Samuel knew the importance of obedience, and it wounded him dearly when he saw Saul and kept the best. He knew it wasn't God's plan to deny Saul anything. But he also knew if a man would disobey God in one thing, he would disobey him in another, perhaps more and more. So you have to look at yourself. If you disobey God in one thing, you're going to continue being disobedient. So try to change your ways. He said, consider your ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. God chooses people who he can depend on. Yes. People who will obey, even if they disagree with the orders. Anything can obey the orders they approve of, but it takes true obedience to follow direction you sincerely oppose. You may ask the question, if I please to honor God, if I lift up the name of Jesus, if I dance, if I in praise, if I dance, and if I praise, will God give me peace with my enemy? Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing can stand before God. God is almighty. Praise God. If you're not in rebellion, you can defeat the enemy. So don't expect to do things to please God on one hand, and you're living in sin on another one. God is not going to honor that. No, you can't defeat Satan. God wants you to receive his full blessing because you're walking in obedience. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to obey. And he says it many times. Obey, and you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. This word just excited me so much when I said it. He said, obey, and you shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. We, like I said, we have persecution in government and in the community. Praise God. Hallelujah. While many public places now ban Christian symbols, some allow exhibition of pornographic material. Recently, there has been an unprecedented attack on the religious right by liberal politicians, even high-level officers, in describing conservative Christians' involvement in the American political arena. From all appearances, such a backlash against Christianity in the country will increase. Praise God. So we, as Christians, we have to walk, praise God, in the way God wants us to walk. Praise God. We got to believe God for everything that he wants us to do. Obedience. Obedience to God. He said, I didn't tell you to obey man. I said, obey me. Obey God. Praise God. How do we defeat unforgiveness? Don't walk around with unforgiveness in your heart. If we live holy for Christ, we will be persecuted. And persecution can pierce your spirit and cause evil thoughts to lodge in your heart as unforgiveness. We must cast aside the unkindness and refuse to let it fester. This is how unforgiveness get in our hearts, and we begin to hate people and don't want to be around them and speak evil of them because we have let stuff fester in our hearts. We have allowed unforgiveness to come in and live. I say live. Do you want that to live in you? It only makes things worse. It only causes a distaste in the eyesight of God. He said, forgive those that despitefully use you. Glory to God. Forgive those who have wronged you. He didn't say, hold on to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've heard many Christians say, I can't forgive. And I know you have too. I can't forgive. The hurt is too deep. God can do anything. Come on, somebody. I'm hearing what the Spirit is saying tonight. I've heard people, and you have heard people, say, I just can't forgive them for what they've done to me. I have a sister-in-law told me that she'll never forgive me. And I went to her and asked her forgiveness, and she said, I'll never forgive you. I went to her in love. I didn't talk about it. I went to her. I had to free up myself. I had to do what the words say do. So it's on her if she don't want to forgive me. I still love her, which I don't see where I did something wrong, but even if I didn't, or even if I did, I went to her house, sat down, looked her in the face. This is what we have to do. You have to clear up yourself. You have to look at yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the word of God. And it's my desire. I know I fail in many ways, but it's my desire to walk in obedience to Christ. I want to obey. Do you want to obey? Obey Christ. Praise God. The scripture admonishes us to forgive always. It's an act of both obedience and faith. Mark 11:26 tells us that if we refuse to forgive even the most horrible offense, we tithe God's hand. We tithe God's hand for your benefit. I would say if there is anything, any bitterness, any resentment, any hurt feelings, forgive. We cannot afford the spirit of malice to have place in our hearts. We are kicking off this first Sunday with a dance. And we are getting ready to go into another year. And we don't want to hold on to anything that has happened in this year. We want to let it go. Let it go. You can cast aside these feelings of unforgiveness, frustration, and despair by dancing before the Lord. I know I do. I got in my church one Sunday and I danced, and I know they thought I was losing my mind. They told me, oh, are you all right? Yes, I'm all right, because I'm giving it all to God. I'm giving God the glory. I ain't letting nobody keep me from getting what God has for me, because what he has good things for his children. Praise God. Physicians tell us that the human body chemically activity changes with our emotional state and enhances our feelings of well-being. Our joy is established as we willingly choose to dance before the Lord, and as joy replaces our depression. Our physical bodies actually respond positively to our encouraged state of mind. It's a state of mind. You got to get a new mindset. Praise God. Hallelujah. Medical journals say the most physicians really agree that 70% of illness are mentally imposed. Because of unforgiveness, people are sick. They sick in their mind. They sick in their bodies. People are sick because they will not forgive. Do you know of anybody of that caliber? I know I do. People are sick because they don't want to let some things go out of their lives. Praise God. It will amaze you to discover the while whirling before God in praise, your bitterness will dissolve into worship and Most High God. When you get in a state of praise, when you dance before the Lord, when you give it all to him, this stuff will be lifted off of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of running away from suffering and persecution, discipline yourself to face what millions of other Christians have already triumphantly encountered. They obtain victory, same way Jesus did. In the end, you will be glad and made you made an effort to obey God's word, to praise your way to victory. It works. Overcome your fears and plan to allow God's blessings to overpower the depression that persecution and suffering can bring. By sacrifices of your praise, you meet persecution and suffering head on with the power of God on your side. God is on your side. I mean, I up in here, I just scream out, God is on my side. Then who can be against me? Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil is, and I speak to that devil. I say, devil, you's a liar. I'm in you, Christ, and you are in me. Fix your heart. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:6, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this behalf. You may suffer persecution for his sake, but don't recall and shrink back. Peter tells us to be strong in the Lord. Know who are in Jesus Christ. You are in Jesus Christ. Dance. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And praise God. Hallelujah. Some people just don't know why you praise, but it's all right. You know why you praise God. Hallelujah. Let him inhabit your praise and bring blessings in your life. Let God inhabit your praise and bring blessings in your life. Fix your heart to praise the Lord and always, including dancing. My heart is fixed, O God. David said in Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed, and I will sing and give praise. Praise God. So, here are a few steps I will review. Dance and be exceedingly glad. Now, number two, like David, don't give in to those close to you who criticize you. Be steadfast with what God has given you. Number three, make peace with your enemy. Number four, trust God to remove on your behalf after you bring his presence into your circumstances by dancing. Step five, defeat unforgiveness by rejoicing. Six, fix your heart, praise God. I wrote, praise God, walking in the spirit of forgiveness. That's why I wrote that in Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You're not under the law anymore. You are free in Christ Jesus. Praise God. The whole chapter, praise God, of Romans talks about life in the Spirit. I want to live a life in the Spirit. I don't know about you, but I am one of God's light, and I desire to walk in the light, for he is light. Now that this light is in me, I no longer desire to fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we know what the lust of the flesh are. Praise God. But along the way, someone is going to hurt you and cause you to need to ask for forgiveness. Somewhere along the way, it could be every day. Well, you can. I hear some people. Well, I'm not made. I'm not made of stone. I'm not made of this. No, you're made of Christ. In Christ Jesus, you are free. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. In your flesh lies no good thing. Ain't nothing good in you either. So how can you put that on somebody else? Praise God. You will not fail. Why? Because Christ is in you, because you have the whole arm of God and you can depend upon him in the Spirit. Praise God. In your time of need, always call upon the helper. Praise God. So what does you have to do for unforgiveness, for forgiveness? And why must we walk in forgiveness? First, we must do it because Christ has given it to us. He has done it for us. In this model of prayer recorded in Matthew 6:12-15, Jesus said, if we fail to forgive those who offend us, then our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Don't you want forgiveness from the Father? Then Jesus told us how many times to forgive in Matthew 18:21-35. And it was more than one time a day. Are you ready to walk in this truth? Even if someone despitefully used you and you feel that you did nothing wrong, you need to walk in forgiveness and forgive them anyway. For if we forgive men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will also forgive us. Matthew 6:14. Praise God. We need forgiveness. The world needs forgiveness. Bring us up in the Spirit so that we can walk in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, and also that we can sing in the Spirit and pray in the Spirit. Forgiveness lifts our burdens and removes our bondage and helps us to love in spite of what others might do. Forgiveness brings us into a oneness with Christ. Forgiveness frees our mind, our soul, and our spirit. We want to walk in the Spirit. We want to love in the Spirit. We want to love wholeheartedly. We don't want to do it half. We doing things half done. God don't want no half done Christians. He wants us to walk holy before him. Holy, holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. I pray the blessings upon you continuously. Praise God. And invite someone to come to the program. Praise God. My co-host is out tonight. Pray for her. Praise God. I don't know. She might be sick. I haven't heard from her since I've been back in town. Praise God. I've been kind of busy. But pray ye one for another. Praise God. And don't forget, Minister Janice is on Friday night on God's Favorites program. Praise God. Comes on at 8 p.m. Tune in and listen from a good word from the Lord. Praise God. God's word is always a blessing. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.